Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. Before I start this podcast, I want to say a very big thank you to all of you listeners. Yo, you guys go hard for me. Eh? I've not even thanked you guys for a while. That's why I'm like, this episode, I'm going to like stop everything and say a very big thank you. You guys always listen. Even when I don't post links on my social media and whatnot, you know, you guys like still come and look for you. Today is Tuesday. Today is Friday. I still be posted, uploaded any podcast episodes. I'll come back and see, plenty of people have listened. What's happening, you know? Like, you guys are a whole fan base right now. I can say that because you guys go all in for me. Thank you so much for all that you do. And then keep sharing, keep listening, and then keep growing the community because that is what we're becoming, a community. So right now, let's go into what we have for today. Today, I'm going to be discussing... I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your reggae for my blues and rhythm now. Jesus. Lady poor Abuja. I'm so sorry. I cannot sing and I'm spoiling your song. But I love it. It's the best song in the world right now. No cap. Like no song even comes close. You know, if I were still doing the whole music break thing, it would have been time for music break. And trust me, I would have inserted this song. But that even leads me to addressing why I stopped the whole music break thing. Because I feel like I should do that. Because you guys were into the whole music break thing and then it stopped. And we're all here pretending as if nothing like that ever existed. But I kind of found out that it's like illegal, you know, putting somebody's music because, I mean, copyright-ish and all that, no permission. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm even like looking towards re-editing my former episodes, like unpublish them, edit them to remove the music, then like publish them back so that I don't have issues with any content creator in the future, like for their work and stuff, you know. So yeah, that's like the simple reason why I've stopped it. But I'm still very big on music. I'm like still going to like be chilling with music and like streaming music hard because I love it a lot. So at this point, you guys still do not know what this episode is about because I just said, oh, I like the way I'm feeling now, and said it's like the best song in the country, in the world actually. That song is a feel-good song. Yes, the beats actually feel good, the lyrics feel good, and the song does this thing to me. So recently, today, somebody decided to spoil my mood, you know. I was actually feeling good, and then they send me some sort of voice note on WhatsApp that literally spoiled my mood. But it didn't do as much damage as it would have done. Because, I mean, I've been jamming. I like the way I'm feeling now. And listen to the voice notes. Somebody said, like, complete rubbish. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Just went back to, like, jamming my music. And then I felt good all over again. It was just for that, like, little millisecond that, like, my mood changed and all that. And I noticed, wait, it is this song, actually. This is more than a song. It's like, what's that thing you repeat to yourself? Affirmations, you know, when you tell yourself, oh, I'm beautiful. I am worthy of love. I am rich and all those things, you know. So you telling yourself, I like the way I'm feeling now is a sort of validation, affirmation, you know. It can be you're actually feeling good, yes, and you're validating to yourself that yes, you like the way you're feeling, meaning it's good to feel good. Or you can be speaking it into existence that you, I like the way I'm feeling now and all that, you know, because you actually want to like the way you're going to feel, stuff like that. And it's crazy how, thinking about it, there have been times in my life where music literally saved me. Especially times like my growing up years when I had to like battle with a lot of things, anxiety, general anxiety, social anxiety. I mean, I still have them. I still cope with them. But now it's like, sorry, then it was a battle. Like it was like literally struggling because it was all alien and I'm like trying to navigate these things. But now I'm like, okay, I still live with them, but a little bit, you know, and we're surviving, stuff like that. So even had to deal with issues of self-esteem. Yeah, dealing with self-esteem and like all these other issues, you know, dealing with negativities that people project on you or that you've projected on yourself and all that. And it's like quite tough to like, before you know it, you slip into depression and you're thinking, oh, the world is full of evil, nobody likes me, blah 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 and all that. So, you know, stuff like that. I just want to like do a little bit of throwback of and the music that saved me and like the lyrics, what they were talking about and stuff. Years back, I cannot even remember the year. I think I joined Facebook in my GS3. That's about 2012. I don't know. But I think around that time, so I saw a post, you know, you've seen all these people. I was joining all these motivational groups, Abby pages then. Somebody was like, oh, Bruno Mars thinks I'm amazing just the way I am, so I don't care about what you think. So... and that is like, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, shoot, yeah, that is people having been saved by songs. Because I mean, when we listen to these songs, we literally think or feel like the musician is talking to us, what like whatever he says, like we project it on ourselves and stuff. So somebody preaching, oh, you're amazing just the way you are, and let me say you stream this song 40 times a day, trust me, you're going to start believing it. Somebody's repeating to you in your ear, especially if you're using headset or earpiece or stuff. Somebody's repeating to you in your ear, like every day or how many times you play it, that you're amazing just the way you are. Trust me, there's no way that you're not going to believe it, you know, because it's like real self-elevating stuff. Let me put it like that, you know. And I think it was at that point I started like listening to music and like making sure, you know, this person is talking to me. So living up to what they say or believing it and stuff, especially uplifting music. And you guys know Camp Rock. Now, funny enough, I didn't even watch Camp Rock as a kid, like secondary school kid and all that. I watched Camp Rock in my year one. But I mean, I was barely 15 or 16 in year one. So, I mean, it's not like so out of place. So this song, This Is Me. This is real, this is me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me, now I've found who I am. There's no way to hold it in, no more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. So I mean, that was the song. And that was me. Like when I heard the song, like that was me, the lyrics, everything. Because... I used to be very mute, like I don't used to talk, and I was not expressive and stuff, and I have like so many things I wanted to do to show, but like I was holding myself back and all that. So I see somebody singing, oh, this is me, this is you, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now, I'm gonna let the light shine on me, now I've found who I am, there's no way to hold it in, no more hiding who I wanna be, this is me. It was my call to like stop hiding who I want to be, to like just to find myself. And that light she was talking of, and that was my freaking name. My name is Light of God, Ifechukwu. So I like have light inside of me, and I've been hiding it for what and for who. So it was like, by the time I repeated this song, then I didn't have like the phone to download songs or stuff like that. So I would always go back and play the film, like play that part, listen to the song again, play that part, listen to the song. I kept repeating this song like over and over again. And it was doing something to my brain. I mean, I didn't know then. I didn't know, oh, I enjoyed this song. But it was like making me more confident in myself, becoming more outspoken and all that. The next song I want to talk about is another This Is Me. This one is the This Is Me from Greatest Showman. Yeah, and that's my favorite song from Greta. I know Greatest Showman is a very beautiful musical, and I love all the songs. I downloaded the soundtrack, like the whole soundtrack. You can't tell me nothing. All the songs there, but This Is Me is my absolute favorite, you know. And I love the second stanza. Another round of bullets hit my skin, Well, fire away, cause today I won't let the shame sink in. We are bursting through the barricades and reaching for the sun. We are warriors, yeah, that's what we've become. Won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me, look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
It's a very powerful song. The chorus is actually more beautiful. So this part, I am brave, I am bruised. This is who I'm meant to be. This is me. I am bruised. So I'm with like all these scars and all that, like bruised, heavily bruised. So it's not if I'm perfect or anything, but I'm brave because even despite that, all my bruises, I'm still like going on and like marching on and all that. And that's bravery, like bravery, guys, bravery, you know. This is who I'm meant to be. This is me. Like, despite all those things, everything I carry, this is me. And I'm going to be me unapologetically. Like, this is me in your faces. Take it. Take it. So, and it's actually very beautiful. I'm actually, remembering all these songs now, I'm actually sad that I do not sing these songs, like, often again. You know, you discover new songs, you forget the old songs you used to vibe with and all that. But after this episode, I'm going to, like, put all these songs together in a playlist and actually, like, go back to how it used to be, listening to them all the time, you know. The last song in this series is actually Speechless. It's a song in the new Aladdin soundtrack. Yo, I love it. You guys, forgive me, I cannot sing, but I tend to spoil all these songs, but it's fine. The song Speechless. Here comes a wave meant to wash me away, a tide that is taking me under, swallowing sand left with nothing to say, my voice drowned out in the thunder. But I won't cry and I won't start to crumble. Whenever they try to shut me or cut me down, I won't be silenced. Okay, it's not working. Singing is not working. So I'll just like read out the lyrics, you know. Here comes a wave meant to wash me away, a tide that is taking me under, swallowing sand and left with nothing to say, my voice drowned out in the thunder. The second stanza goes, written in stone, every rule, every word, centuries old and unbending. Stay in your place, better seen and not heard, but now that story is ending. So I actually prefer the second stanza, you know, it's like my favorite and all that, you know. And he said, better seen and not heard, but now that story is ending. You know this thing where they're like, oh, a woman is just like a pretty face and all that, like her opinion doesn't count, so like just stay there and look beautiful, look pretty, but then allow the men to discuss. I'm like, yo, who the hell do you think you are, though? I have a brain. And I want to speak. I love to be listened to. And yo, I have mad opinions about everything. So I feel like I should be heard, you know. I want to be heard. I want to be listened to. I mean, I'm doing a podcast where I'm speaking. You know, I actually love being heard. I have things to say that I think the world should hear. So at a point, I've said it before in my life, I did not speak. I don't used to talk. In a day, if I say 20 words, I've tried. I'm like, yo, Toby, what is this? This arrangement needs to change. Because what happens is that I'm a big observer. So I just stay. I don't say anything. I just observe everything. And from observing everything, I form opinions. I'm like, oh, this thing could have been better. Oh, I see what happened here. This should have happened. That shouldn't have happened. So and that, I, after observing everything, I shall leave it inside me, like keep it to myself. Like, for what? Like, I mean, it is not effective. You're not doing anybody any good. So, I mean, you should like speak up sometimes and say some things. So I see myself forming opinions. I'm like, shoot, Toby, okay, fine. You have observed for so many years. Thank you so much. Can you start speaking now? You know, I mean, nobody's stopping you from your observations. You can observe and speak at the same time. So observe and shall come and talk about what you've observed. I'm like, okay, cool, fine, whatever. So, and she goes, after like the stanzas, apart from the stanzas, so the chorus like things are like, I won't cry and I won't start to crumble whenever they try to shut me or cut me down. So anybody that tries to say, oh, keep quiet, you shouldn't talk, just stay there and look pretty, or oh, why are you even having an opinion? I mean, sometimes it makes like you feel sad and cry, but I mean, you shouldn't cry. I mean, just don't allow anybody to shut you or cut you down. Then I think this is where the main stanza is. The main chorus is, I won't be silenced. You can't keep me quiet, and I won't tremble when you try it. So when people try to shut me up and say things like, oh, why are you saying these things? Or, oh, you don't have respect. I'm like, you, okay, fine, but can I keep on saying what I'm saying? I won't even allow you shut me down. So like trying to not tremble, you know, Nigerians, we have this thing where we've been in the name of respect, oh, you should like be quiet and silenced and shouldn't form any opinion, or even better still, be have this fake humility thing, you know, just say yes ma'am, yes sir. But I mean, I have ways it can be better. I mean, if I tell you, we can make something better, but no, you have to not be disrespectful. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that, and I'm not even going to feel bad when you tell me disrespectful. I'm like, no, I'm not trembling, I'm good, it doesn't bother me, but I'm going to keep saying what I'm saying, you know, and it's fine. I've said some things where people think, oh, your opinion is like selfish, your opinion is foolish, your opinion is rude, or your opinion appears, projects you as somebody that is proud. Thank you very much, guys. But fine, all those things don't bother me. I'm going to like keep like saying the things I'm saying, you know. Yeah, thinking about these things, it's just how music has come a long way in helping me become a bolder version of myself. And I want to talk about one last song, and that is Peruzzi's mother, like he spelled it m-u-r-d-a, you know. So I think there's a line in the song that goes, belly fat, leave it like that, tell everybody say it be like that. God, I'm spoiling this song, guys. But then, you know, this thing where, oh, when people try to body shame you, oh, your belly this, or maybe they don't even say it directly, but because of the way society projects it, so you start feeling insecure, oh, is my belly too fat, should I go and wear tummy belt and all those things. But then by the time you hear Peruzzi say, oh, belly fat, leave it like that, you're like, oh, cool. So you gain, by the time you listen to that song 40 times, you gain confidence that you look at your tummy, oh, belly fat, you're leaving it like that. No wala. You know, there is this thing it does where it projects you to be like more body positive, or more positive, self-positive generally, you know, because I mean, music is a large part of society. So if a large part of society is telling you that you are amazing just the way you are, and that you shouldn't be silenced, or that this is you and you shouldn't allow people try to shut you down, and that, oh, if your belly is fat, leave it like that. So listen to that part of society and be like, yo, I'm going to keep doing my thing, you know, and be like, badass. This episode has been too long, you know, very long, but I think we'll have to like go with it like that. I'm going to see you guys next week to discuss another topic. So yeah, you guys should all go and look for these songs that I talked about. First one, La Dipo Fit Buju, I like the way I'm feeling now. Okay, no, the name of the song is Feeling, but I like the way I'm feeling now. And the next song, Camp Rock soundtrack, This Is Me. The next song, Greatest Showman soundtrack, This Is Me. And then we have Speechless, Aladdin soundtrack. And then we have Mother by Perizzi. So guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for sticking with me to this point. I know this episode was a little bit here and there, but Belef, take me as I come, guys. We keep getting better and better at this podcast thing. So, yeah. And I just love that I can come here and, like, freestyle, be myself with you guys and, like, just say anything. And you guys keep coming back and be like, Toby, give me more. Thank you. I love you guys and I love the support, you know. And I don't take it for granted. So, take care. See you next Tuesday for the longer episode. And on Friday for the shorter episode. So, guys, bye.